यशोदानन्दन व्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपादा निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय श्री श्री गौर निताई की श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की जय श्री जनार्दन स्वामी की श्री राधा गोपीजन वल्लभ भगवान की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्ण टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम 11th कैंटो चैप्टर 22 entitled Elements of Material Creation, text number 32. Evam Tvagadi Shravanadi Chakshu Jivvadi Nasadi Chachitta Yuktam Evam Tvagadi Shravanadi Chakshur जुह्वादि नासादि च चित्तयुक्तम् एवं त्वगादि श्रवणादि चक्षुर् जुह्वादि नासादि च चित्तयुक्तम् మాతాజీస్ ఏవం ఇన్ ద సేమ్ వే త్వగాది ద స్కిన్ ద సెన్సేషన్ ఆఫ్ టచ్ అండ్ ద డెమిగాడ్ ఆఫ్ ద విండ్ వాయు శ్రవణాది ద ఇయర్స్ ద సెన్సేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సౌండ్ అండ్ ద డెమిగాడ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డిరెక్షన్స్ చక్షుహు ద ఐస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్ జివ్వాది ద టంగ్ ద సెన్సేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద టేస్ట్ అండ్ ద గాడ్ ఆఫ్ వాటర్ వరుణ నాసాది ద నోజ్ ద సెన్సేషన్ ఆఫ్ స్మెల్ అండ్ ది అశ్విని కుమారస్ చ ఆల్సో చిత్తయుక్తం అలాంగ్ విత్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఇంప్లాయింగ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ కండిషన్డ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ together with the object of that consciousness and the presiding deity Vasudev, but also the mind together with the object of thought and moon god Chandra, intelligence with the object of intelligence and Lord Brahma and the false ego together with identification of false ego and Lord Rudra. Translation. Similarly, the sense organs, namely skin, ears, eyes, tongue and nose, as well as the functions of the subtle body, namely the conditioned consciousness, mind, intelligence and false ego, can all be analyzed in terms of the threefold distinctions, that is, sense object of perception and the presiding deity. Purport. The individual soul has no permanent relationship with the interdependent material functions of the senses, sense objects and controlling deities. Again I will read. The individual soul has no permanent relationship with the interdependent material functions of the senses, the sense objects and controlling deities. The living entity is originally pure spirit soul and is meant to depend on the personality of Godhead in the spiritual world. It is useless to try to analyze matter and spirit within the same categories, since they are belonging to different potencies of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the act of spiritually perceiving the Supreme Lord, His abode, and one's own self is entirely anti-material process realized within pure Krishna consciousness. Kuch samajh mein aaya kya? Thus, the act of spiritually perceiving Supreme Lord, the act of perceiving His abode, and the act of perceiving His own self, one's own self, is entirely anti-material process, that means spiritual process, realized within pure Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయా చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోవిష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదామయం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసది గౌర భక్త వృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే Thank you very much for coming on Sunday morning for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna is talking to Uddhav and analyzing all the elements of material creation. So the each sense that we have skin, we have nose. So each sense, the five senses and the three subtle senses, all of them have understanding on three different platforms. That is the sense itself, then its object, and there is a deity which controls that activity of that sense. And this is true for everything. See, so beautifully explained in the translation itself. Even the false ego has the deity, that is Lord Rudra. And there is identification of false ego, which is another activity in itself, the false ego itself. Then we see the intelligence, subtle body. It also, there's intelligence and there's an object of intelligence. And there is a deity of intelligence, that is Lord Brahma. So like that, each and every single thing that we have is being controlled by one particular deity, that is demigod. And there are objects, like when we see the object, that is, suppose you is the object. My eye is the sense. And there is a deity which is controlling that activity of seeing and perceiving the object on your retina, on your drishti patala. So then we analyze further, oh, this is my god brother, or this is a tree, or this is a garden, or this is a fruit, or this is a tree. So there is such a beautiful arrangement. And if we analyze the arrangement of the Lord, then all our scientific efforts appear to be very puny, where there is so much subtle and so much deep analysis is there in the creation itself. And all of it is very subtly and neatly bound by the observation of karma. And when I see a particular object, I may get agitated with sensual desires, or I may appreciate it as a poet, or I may appreciate the beauty of the Lord's creation. There are so many things. And depending on the way I think about what I see, a karma is created. And there is some other demigod. They are waiting to write it down, what is happening. And as per the nature of the karma, the reaction is given. There is also another faculty there to give the reaction of your karma. And with the reaction of karma, there is a feeling of happiness or dejection. Because when we do karma, we get good results or bad results. When we get good results, we are happy. And we are pushed to perform that same karma again. And when we are having bad reaction, then we suffer. And sometimes because of compulsive, obsessive habits, we continue doing the same thing. And then there is a perpetual cycle of repeated birth and death due to all these things which are so meticulously organized by the external energy of the Lord. Please do not think these things are organized by Krishna himself or internal energy of the Lord. Today is Durgashtami, 8th day or whatever. Today is Durgashtami, the day of goddess Durga Devi. We also chanted Stushti, Stiti, Pralaya, Sadhana, Shakti, Deka. She is external energy of the Lord. And under her domain, all these things are functional. She may not be superior to all the presiding deities, like Lord Brahma is the highest demigod. But still, it is her area under which everybody functions so nicely, meticulously. And this is how our life in material world goes on. It is very complicated in one sense. And most of the time it is automatic. We don't even know that I am watching an object, this is my sense, this is my object, and this is my interaction with the object, and this is what I am going to think now. It's just automatic. I see you and I have a feeling of appreciation or repulsion. I see another thing, I have attraction or rejection. And accordingly, even if the plate comes of prasadam, if there is something unwanted item, there is immediate reaction, there is a wanted item, immediate reaction is there. It happens so naturally. But these are all analytically organized by the external energy of the Lord, personified as Durga Devi. And all this is only material world, please understand. Every single thing what is analyzed over here is all in the material world, because all of these five senses and three subtle senses are the part of our material body only. Beyond that is consciousness, which is covered by this external covering of 5+3. And beyond that is the soul. And soul is actually independent of all these things. It is also mentioned here clearly in purport that there is no relationship with what the soul is and what's happening over here. It's like our position in the jail is not natural for us. We have nothing to do with the jail. But somehow, because of some desire that we have and some activity that we have done, it has resulted us to be in jail. But being in jail and doing those activities of jail, that is breaking stones or getting punished, is not natural to us. We are independent of that. We are totally different. And the day we realize, oh, I don't belong here, and I start asking questions, where do I belong? I want to go there. And we get knowledge, this is how you get out. And one day we get out. And there's a process in between. While we are inside, till the time we get out, there's a process which is to be sincerely followed. And then we go out and explore what is natural and what is our self and what is our natural activity. This is all the spiritual life is all about. That now we are in the jail. We have analyzed why we are in jail. What is the cause behind? I hope everybody knows that we have rebelled against Krishna. We wanted to enjoy independent of Krishna. That is why we got this body. When we got this body, there are five senses. There's three subtle senses. And we acted upon that according to the body that we have been given. Gross senses and subtle senses. They have impelled us with some activity. And then we have created karma and the reaction of karma. And we are bound in the chain of reactions and actions of karma. And that's why you are here. And somehow it looks to be a long, eternal, time-bound situation. Which is going on. Where is the end? We don't know. Where is the beginning? Also, we don't know. And most unfortunate moment, all this started. And now where it is going to lead us, we don't know. But in between comes a devotee of the Lord who is very merciful and has woken us up and has told us, my dear friend, this is all illusion. This is all not you. It doesn't belong to you. It is not befitting you. We are in an unnatural situation. Please come out. So first there is realization, yes, yes, this is unnatural. And second thing is, yes, now how do I come out? Then the hand is given to us and we are led to the beautiful world of spiritual life. So we can go on analyzing. And it's good to know also. But the goal is not to only understand this analysis and dwell in that. That is not the goal. The goal is to understand the purpose behind this analysis. If I analyze that this particular chemical is poison to me, so what we expected that we will not take that poison. I will not deal with it in a very close physical manner. So that knowledge of analysis of that chemical to be a poison should lead us, naturally should lead us to an understanding that I don't have to do anything with this. This is not good for me. Never ever I will come across it. Like we come to know a marketed drink, aerated drink has got certain number of pesticides. So wow, wonderful. I came to know about it, but I still keep drinking it. That is not intelligence. So when I understand that a particular marketed drink has got so much of pesticides, it may be in the inverted commas or permissible kind of thing, but it's still pesticide. It's a poison. So when I came to know in 2003 and I stopped it. Until today I don't drink it. No marketed drink. So that is what is supposed to be expected from us. We just go on analyzing, analyzing, and analyzing. Then what happens? One day we get paralyzed. There's so much of analysis, and we don't know what to do with the analysis and the result of analysis. So to process the realization of a particular analysis, we need spiritual guidance. We need some spiritual authority who will properly channelize our realizations and understandings of the various analyses that we are doing in this material world. And that is what is called as Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru. So when we are given some understanding of knowledge from scriptures or some philosophical understanding, then we are also guided by the spiritual authority to act upon it, to deal with it positively, negatively, favorably, unfavorably. And that is what is spiritual life. If these complicated words of philosophy are not understood, doesn't matter. Just we have to understand one thing, that I am suffering here. Is that easy to difficult to understand? Anybody has difficulty understanding? Because everybody is suffering, so it is easy to relate to this fact that I am suffering. And the second thing what we need to know with zero intelligence is, I don't need to suffer. I don't want to suffer. I want to get out of the suffering. Natural feeling. So the third thing is to approach a person who has understanding how to get out of the suffering and then start working on it. And what when you start working on it, it is spiritual life. So it is a very wonderful statement mentioned here. The act of spiritually perceiving the Supreme Lord, His abode and one's own self is entirely spiritual process. It has got nothing to do with analyzing the intelligence and the sense and the object and the deity and who is who and who is acting upon what and what time I am influenced by which deity. There is no need to understand. We can simply engage all these senses which have this so much of analytical understanding here. We can simply engage all these senses in service of Drishikesha, the master of senses. Immediately the whole thing becomes spiritual. And as long as we don't engage these senses in the service of the master of senses, Drishikesha, everything is entangling and everything is suffering, everything is botheration, everything is frustration, everything is perpetual repetition of birth and death, a chain of perpetual suffering. And as soon as you decide, which even a foolish person can decide, or a most intelligent person can decide, that I want to engage my sense in service to the Lord, which is the most natural inclination or proclivity of the sense to be engaged in service of Rishikesha. And as soon as that happens, when you very desirably, with full desire, you engage your sense in connection with the Lord, as soon as the first thing happens in your life is happiness, immediately you feel happiness. You may not understand why, but you will feel that happiness. And that happiness is so natural and so natural that you tend to do it again and again, because that is so much pleasing to the self. So all of us have to understand this, that what is needed in life is to understand only this much, that I am suffering and I need to get out of it. And the only answer to get out of suffering is to connect with the Lord. And how to connect with the Lord is through the senses. The same senses which are entangling you, the same senses help you to connect with the Lord. There is no other way. There is no other way to connect with the Lord. The eyes have to be engaged in seeing the Lord. The tongue has to be engaged in repeating the words of the Lord or chant the holy name of the Lord. The ears have to be engaged in hearing about the Lord, the praises of the Lord, the stories of the Lord, the message of the Lord. The tongue has to be engaged in relishing the food. It is explained when you taste the food, that is prasadam, automatically the voracious nature of the tongue becomes curbed. Immediately. Without even our knowledge, you start eating prasadam, you will come to know your tongue's voracious nature gets curbed, gets controlled. So, we don't have to intellectually analyze everything to understand everything. We can be as simple as possible and perfect our lives that way. So, we may feel, oh, it is only 7 days duration and 10th canto, such an ecstatic time Parikshit Maharaj had. and that was supposed to be going on till the end of his life. But suddenly Uddhava has come in between and he's asked some questions, and Krishna is going on and on and on, explaining the sense and object and activities and analyzing the material elements. Is it necessary for Parikshit Maharaj to know? It came to my mind also. But the answer that I got within meditation was that unless it is necessary, why Krishna will tell Uddhav? And unless it is necessary, why Sukhdev will tell what Krishna told Uddhav? It is necessary, that's why it is told. That's why we should not just skip this chapter as a boring chapter. See, in one shloka, there's so much information in translation only is given. In translation it is given, the sense, the object and the deity. Sense, object, so eight things are explained, the 24 things are only given in one shloka translation. Imagine, so much information is there. So it must be important. Srimad Bhagavatam is a very tailor-made, time-bound arrangement for delivering a person who is in a particular situation by very much realized soul. So it cannot be one word extra here. It's not possible to have one word extra here. It's extremely important understanding. There is in every word. Sometimes we feel, oh, so many prayers demigods are doing. He is doing, she is doing, Kunti is doing. So many prayers are going on and on. Particularly the prayers of Vedas. Oh my God, it just goes on and on only. But in those prayers, there are so many wonderful deep realizations are there of those particular people who are doing those prayers. Their heart is being expressed, because the best expression of heart can be through prayer. Rest, every feeling is important, but not as powerful as a prayer. A prayer is a very, very powerful medium to express our heart with to fullest extent, in fullest capacity. So we thank Lord Krishna for having told all these things to Uddhav. Our Rupa Goswami has picked up all these things, and majority of those things are there in Upadeshamruta, very beautifully placed, subject-wise, intelligently, so that our practical spiritual life is guided by them. If you read the things spoken by Navayogendras, all of them are there in Upadeshamruta, very nicely collaborated and organized. So, when we become purer and purer and purer, we get more and more and more nectar from these kind of things which are so-called appearing to be boring at this moment of time. But when we more become spiritually pure, then these things become very appealing, meaningful and pertinent to our life. So how to engage our five senses, mind, intelligence, ego, and also the soul which is transcendental to that, beyond that, how to engage that in service to Krishna? So a beautiful period is coming now. What is that? Kartik. So, other times also we engage these things. But the Lord chooses to give the maximum reward to the activities of connecting the sense to Him. Connecting our sense by our own will to the Lord. The Lord gives unbelievably multiplying benefits when we do it in month of Kartik. Why it is so? Because Lord's desire, that's all. If someone wants to receive 1 rupee from you and gives you 1 crore, you can't ask why. Better take it before asking why. Then you ask why. Because sometimes rich people have some funny desires, right? They just want to use their wealth in a variety of ways. This is a supremely wealthy person, Supreme Lord. And if he chooses, I love Kartik, and whoever does anything in Kartik, I love him. And I will reward him. And if he does something, I will reward him millions of times. So, this is the appropriate time that we should charge ourselves, inspire ourselves, motivate ourselves, prepare ourselves to accept this upcoming month of Kartik in a very favorable manner. So that we don't start planning our month, what we will do on the eve of the month. It's 1 week from now. It's enough time. 7 days in 24 hours. We have enough time to meditate and think how I will engage each of my sense in service to the Lord. And get the maximum benefit, much more than last year, much more than previous year of last year, so that I progressively get more and more benefits of month of Kartik every year. Because it comes only after 11 months. It doesn't come after you miss some particular day in a month of Kartik. Then next time it will come, oh, I want to do it better, but it will come after 11 months. So better to prepare properly, intelligently. This month is specially blessed by the grace of Radharani, whose name is Urjeshwari. We will hear it in this month many, many times by many, many speakers, many, many places. But it is good to hear hundreds of times the same thing. Lord Radharani's name is Urjeshwari. And the Urja is energy. Urjeshwari. And the Vrata or the regulations that we take up voluntarily is called as Urjeshwari Vrata. Because the month is named after Damodar. In the Vaishnava month there is Keshav, Madhav, Govind, like that. This month is called Damodar month. And name is Damodar, but the Adhishtatri Devata is Radharani. The presiding personality who gives fruit to this activity is done in this month is Radharani. And this month is very dear to Radharani and Krishna both. That's why whatever is done in this month, Radharani is sitting there to just flood you with the rewards. And those rewards are not material. Those rewards are not binding to you in the material world for repeated birth and death situation. All the rewards that Radharani gives to anybody for that matter is only spiritual. Devi can give both reactions to you. She will give reaction which will bind you because it's her duty. And if you approach her in a proper consciousness, then she also will reward you with devotion to Radha and Krishna also. She has a capacity. Shiva has capacity. Lord Ganesha has capacity to give us pure devotion to Krishna. But we don't ask. That's why they are doing their duties as per the Lord's order, as per the hierarchy and the situation and job description. This month is a very special month where so many events take place, so many Leelas have taken place. For example, Ras Leela has taken place in this month. It begins only with Ras Leela this month. There is Venu Geet Sangh, there is Bhramar Geet Sangh, there is Gopi Geet Sangh in this month. Lifting of Govardhan Leela has taken place in the month. Govardhan Puja has taken this in this month. Radha Kund and Sham Kund has appeared in this month of Kartik. Arishtasura is killed in Kartik. Narakasura is killed in Kartik. Damodar Leela, the famous Leela, for which the whole month is famous, all over the universe, universes in creation, that has taken place. Gopashtami, the celebrated event of handing over big cows to Krishna for grazing, has taken place in this month. Bali comes up in this month from Sutar Loka to Earth to see his planet as per the desire of the Lord and blessing upon him. And there is Bhishma Panchak in this month, where 5 days Vrat is there to perfect our life. Lord Ramchandra also came back to Ayodhya in this month, where lamps are lit on that day. Then in this month only on Imlitala, a place called Imlitala, Radharani was bathed and coronated as Vrindavaneshwari in this month. Krishna was bathed after Govardhan Leela. Govind Kund was formed in this month. Surubhi and Airavat bathed Krishna after Govardhan Leela. So many things have happened. And these are like you can say main things which we are enumerating. But all those things, crawling, going to Goshala and skating on the abdomen with the mixture of cow dung and cow urine, and talking broken words, learning to walk, stealing butter, beginning to steal butter from his own house, then going out and stealing butter, then he could stand on his own feet and go out. All those things have taken place here. All makan chori, everything has taken place in this month. Because very logical and natural, Krishna was born in the month of August somewhere, and this is something October, November. So 2-3 months, he starts crawling, he is interacting with mother, and then next year he is 1 year 3 months, and the next year he is 2 years 3 months. His naughtiness goes on increasing. So such a sweet month actually, which actually satisfies the soul. The need of the soul is to relish the activities of Krishna. And that need is completely and wonderfully nicely fulfilled in this month. This month is purest of all purifiers, most glorious of all, very dear to Krishna and Radha, and is very full of Bhakta Vatsalya. The love that Radha and Krishna have for their devotees, it is magnified in this month in the form of expression of love and rewarding the devotees. There are huge results achieved for doing small, small things. For example, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, even one verse per day in this month, you will every single time achieve the benefit of reading all the 18 Puranas. Now, I was just analyzing what does that mean actually. Is it on paper, some record is kept, or what is happening? It is the realization that you may get after reading 18 Puranas, you will get by reading one Bhagavatam verse in this month. What do you expect by reading Bhagavatam verse in this month? That you will get some realization from within to act upon in your life, right? So that kind of benefit will be available. It's not theoretical benefit of reading. You don't get a degree certificate in the end of month by reading one sloka of Bhagavatam. Certificate of 18 Puranas being read has come to you. It's not like that. It's all within. It's all external. It's not external. It's all within. Okay? Effect of performing Kartik Vad, it is explained that it lasts for 100 lifetimes. Hari Bhakti Vilas explains. Skanda Puran explains that it lasts for 100 lifetimes. But actually it's not true. It lasts forever. Whatever you do spiritually always lasts forever. So how can it last only for 100 lifetimes? And what you do in Kartik is multiples of time benefit. That also is eternal. All other vratas done previously, this is very important. Huh? Why we have to perform a particular vrat in this month? Performing Kartik vrat is a must for any human being. Because as explanation given, if you do not do any vrat in Kartik, then whatever vratas you have done in the previous life, previous years of your life, becomes nullified if Kartik Vrat is not performed. And all the pious activities amassed by the previous pious activities that you have done are all reduced to ashes if you don't do Kartik Vrat. And all that you have done in the beginning, before Kartik, bears unlimited amount of fruits if you do Kartik Vrat. So it is intelligent to give meaning to all that you have done before by performing Kartik Vrat. Even those will be meaningful, and the Kartik itself will be at your benefit. So everything is beneficial. That's why I am telling all my brothers and sisters and family members that take some small vrat in Kartik. Because they all go to this one, that one, and do so many things and so many vratas very sincerely. So to make them get the benefit of those vratas also, we have to inspire them to tell them that chant for 10 minutes Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Or anything for that matter. Or put water in Tulsi for this month every single morning. Study of the Vedas becomes futile if one doesn't perform Kartik Vrata. Charity, japa, tapasya becomes fruitless. Shraddha, agni, hotra, yagya, homa, havana, everything becomes useless if one doesn't perform Kartik Vrata. The Skanda Puran says that the performer of Kartik Vrata is considered, the one who doesn't perform Kartik Vrata is considered the lowest of mankind. Killer of parents and killer of Brahmins, automatically without killing them also. So why this all is told, tell me. Krishna will reject that person who will not do Kartik Vrata. Why it is all this thing told in a positive and negative way? So that we should do the Vrata. When such things are told, we may be prompted, maybe out of fear, but not out of fear we should be inspired. We should be inspired out of the great spiritual benefits that are going to be achieved by us. And what is the biggest spiritual benefit that we'll achieve by Kartik Vrata? Is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. More than ascend into Swarga and amassing Punya Karmas and this and that. The most powerful benefit of performing Kartik Vrata is guaranteed pleasure of Radha and Krishna, which is essential aspect of advancement in spiritual life. So we should not get motivated by getting the benefit of Ashwamedha Yajna, getting the benefit of 100 Rajasuya Yajna, and getting this benefit. All these are material benefits. They will, even if they come to you, they will have to be left behind here only, the benefits, because when you go up in the spiritual world, you cannot carry any material benefits with you. So what is the point of amassing all the material benefits? Or so-called spiritual benefits, which are going to remain in the material world only. We have to focus ourselves to always think that we need to carry those pleasures with experiences or benefits with us, which can be taken with us to spiritual world. And those are always connected to the pleasure of the Lord, Radharani and devotees. These benefits always go with you. Rest all stays here only. Let us not waste our time in amassing those which stay here only. Damodaram prapadyeham Sri Radha Ramanam Prabhu Prabhavada yasya tatpreshtaha kartika sevito bhavet. I take shelter of Damodar, who is dear to Radharani. Under Radha's influence we can serve the dearmost month of Kartik. No vrat is equal to Kartik. No yuga, no scripture explains about that anything is equal to vrat of Kartik. By following Kartik vrat, the ancestors suffering in hell, they get delivered. So those who are haunted by Pitru Dosha, they must do Kartik vrat. It is said that simply by performing Kartik vrat, one gets a status of being a Vaishnava. Who never performed vrat in the past, any Shraddha, any Puja, any Yajna, will get a status of being Vaishnava. He will definitely receive liberation, which is not so important for devotees, but he will get residence in Vaikuntha with the Lord. Even if one performs Rangoli in the temple of Vishnu, one receives spiritual effulgence and attraction to the Lord. Offering Bhoga in Kartik to Lord relieves all kinds of sufferings in the reign of 14 Indras. In the time duration of 14 Indras, all sufferings will be mitigated simply by offering food items with love and devotion to Lord Krishna in this month. Just being awake in the morning in front of the Lord, chanting His holy name in the morning, just being awake, yields lot of spiritual benefits which are difficult to achieve otherwise. So, there is on and on. The highest benefit of this month is having Sravanam Kirtanam for Krishna. Hearing about Krishna and chanting the name of Krishna or glories of Krishna. It will not only uplift us, it will uplift many generations of our life if we do Sravanam Kirtanam about Krishna in this month. It is said Dhruva attained Vishnu by worshipping him in Mathura in the month of Kartik. Whatever we read, it was not enlisted in the list of happenings in the month of Kartik. But Dhruva has attained his perfection, darshan of the Lord, by performing all that. One of the 6 months was Kartik month. Please understand. So Kartik, in short, is the great grand reduction sale of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna. Always everybody looking after in Diwali time, na? Great grand reduction sale. Everything is 50%, 25%. Take one, take four at home. So this is our spiritual sale. So coming to the basic point, what we should do? There's some simple things I have noted down. What we can simply do is wake up in Brahma Murta. At least wake up before one hour of sunrise. Do Naam Japa, sing Kirtan, if possible dance in Mangal Arati. Definitely without fail, please do Vaishnava Seva in this month. Feed the Vaishnavas, the Prasadam. Please serve the cows. Definitely without fail, don't fail to hear Krishna Lila in this month. You can say once a day I'll read one pastime or hear one pastime by somebody's recordings. But be in touch with Krishna Lila throughout this month. Do not fail to do deity worship in this month. And the easiest way of deity worship is what? In this month? Offer the lamp. Another important thing this month is Dhamvas. You go to the holy place. It could be Nasik close by. It could be Ban Ganga over close by here. It could come. You could come and spend time here. Mandirvas is also Dhamvas. Mandirvas is Vaikunthavas. So do not fail to visit holy places. Either the temple of the Lord or the close by holy place. And take bath in the holy river there. Chanting the holy name of the Lord. Don't forget to do charity in this month. And the charities are in different modes. But do charity in transcendental mode. That is, donate for direct service to Krishna and his devotees. And for devotional projects. Rather than some philanthropic items. ప్లీజ్ చాంట్ శిక్షాష్టకం, గజేంద్ర మోక్ష, భగవద్గీత, శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్. దీస్ ఆర్ లైక్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఐటమ్స్. ఈవెన్ యూ చాంట్ శిక్షాష్టకం ఎవ్రీడే ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్ ఇస్ గ్రేట్ పవర్. ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య చరితామృతం ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ వన్ హూ రిసైట్స్ శిక్షాష్టకం, చైతన్య శిక్షాష్టకం, ఓన్లీ బై రిసైటింగ్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఆఫ్ ఎయిట్ వర్సెస్, ఎయిట్ గ్రూప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ స్టాండర్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, వన్ విల్ అటైన్ ద కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ ద బెనిఫిట్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఇన్ ది లాస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య చరితామృతం. Gajendra Moksha is another powerful set of shlokas which Gajendra is praying to Lord Vishnu when he was in most difficult situations. So these are the, like Kunti's prayers, prayers offered by Dhruva to the Lord, Prahlad offering prayer to the Lord. So many prayers are there. These prayers, if we chant in this month, it is explained as great benefit of spiritual realization will be achieved. And not least, the greatest item that we do, that we should take a vow that I will offer minimum one lamp to the Lord every single day. Because in front of one ghee lamp of Kartik, whatever is defined as sin, no sin can stand in front of the light of the one ghee lamp of Kartik month. Now we may say people are doing tapasya, people are doing fastings and they're staying in Himalayas, giving up their family and wealth and opulences and material happiness, physical happiness, so much happiness. They've given up everything and years after years after years they are staying in the forest, sacrificing everything. And they don't get, it seems, Puranas explain that, don't even get to see one ray coming from 20 nails of Lord Krishna's body. Not even one ray. What to speak of the nail? What to speak of the feet that has the nail? What to speak of the person that has the feet? Is everything is impossible and rare. But all these things are made into laguta krita. Matlab, they become completely insignificant in front of one lamp of Kartik. Because one lamp of Kartik pleases Lord Krishna and Radharani so much that they fall in love with the devotee. The demigod starts staying in the body of that devotee, one who offers lamp to the Lord in this month. So what is important is just come to the temple. You don't have to spend for the lamp or a wick or ghee for that, you know. You will get ready-made ghee lamp over here. They also will light it for you. Even one who lights that lamp for you keeps getting benefit of performing Ashwamedh Yagya one after another. That's how I explained. It's given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. So you can see, when Lord wants to bestow unlimited blessing upon us, how does He bestow? For every smallest thing in connection with that activity also is blessed. So it is only foolishness not to take benefit of that. Suppose we are traveling in the train, sometimes more than maybe 1.5 days sometimes. So maybe you will miss the lamp offering time. Please offer the lamp in the mind, in the train or in the flight. But do not miss the opportunity of offering in the mind at least. That kind of benefit is there. Because in Kali Yuga, when you do some service in the mind, it is registered and it is given benefit of, it is rewarded. Bad things, if you think in mind, it may not be punished. We may not be punished for that. But good things or any service to the Lord we do in the mind, in meditation, it will be rewarded by the Lord. So do not be miserly in thinking, in offering a golden lamp studded with diamonds and offering the purest of Padmagandha cow's ghee in the lamp and lighting that lamp and offering the Lord with the deepest of heartfelt feelings. Don't forget to do that. It is said, along with pleasure of the Lord, you will achieve wealth, health, fame, progeny and success in life by offering the lamp of the Lord in the month of Kartik. No one will take birth in the world again, in Bhavaloka, in this material world, one who offers lamp to Kartik, in the month of Kartik to Lord Damodar. Sins of millions of kalpa will be destroyed instantly when we offer first lamp to the Lord in the month of Kartik. The light of the lamp, whatever you have offered, you may not have, you know, how much is the candle power you have offered, how much of light it has created. You may not calculate that. But all that is accounted by some demigod there. And the collective light of all the lamps you have offered in your life in the month of Kartik will lead your way back to Godhead when you are leaving this world. Isn't that beautiful? So beautiful. That means you have offered the lamp, some light it has created, and after the lamp is finished, light is vanished. But all that light is registered by somebody, and all the collections of lights that you have created by all the lamps that you have offered to the Lord will light the way back to Godhead when you are going back to Godhead. Hari Bol! If you light Akhanda Deep in this month, suppose you on the night of Sharad Purnima, from 12 onwards you light a lamp and you keep on pouring ghee in that and you keep it lit for all 30 days in front of the Lord. It's possible, it's not impossible. We have done that. So, a Pradipta Tejasri Vivan will come from Goloka and will take you back to Godhead in the end. So, anyway, there are many stories. Simple guidance is, please take some breath in Kartik. Very important. Do not miss this opportunity. This is good time, 1 week before, to inspire ourselves. But there are two kinds of vratas. One is called as Vidhi Vrata and one is called Nishet Vrata. That means in Nishet Vrata we will say, I will not get up after 6 o'clock. This is Nishet Vrata. I will not take sweets. I will not eat after 7 o'clock in the evening. Or I will not, whatever I will not do or like not to do. I will not sleep on the soft cushion in this month. This is called Nishet Vrata. And Vidhi Vrata means I will chant one round extra. I will read one Bhagavatam Shloka every day. I will offer morning, evening, one lamp to the Lord, irrespective of temple offerings and temple programs. I will offer at my home, whatever. I will not get up later than 5 o'clock in the morning. But one Nishet Vrata we should all take. You must be, any guess what I am going to say now? Please do not look into mobile when you chant your 16 rounds. This is the biggest roga, biggest disease of this age. There is something called as mobile vrata. Mobile chanting. That means we think that mobile chanting means I am walking and chanting. It's not, mobile chanting means not that. It's a new terminology. That means I have a hand in, mobile in hand, and I have a bead bag in another hand, and I keep looking only in mobile, and I keep moving beads. That is a new kind of chanting has come up. So this is a good month to express, and I'll tell you, it is such a difficult thing to give up mobile during chanting. And if you are able to do that, you will get lot of benefit because you have done so much sacrifice. So apart from joke, take it seriously and take it a note, make it a note that I will not look into mobile till I finish my 16 rounds. And if you have to look into mobile after the day starts, better get up in the morning and finish all your rounds before it is 7:30 or 8 o'clock. So that then you are free to attend your business calls and everything. But it is the biggest distraction. Whatever number of vows we take, and if we keep looking in the mobile while chanting Hare Krishna, then I think every vow will get nullified because it has no potency only. So let us take this decision. I am telling all friends of mine, please give up this touching mobile, working on mobile during the chanting of Hare Krishna. Begin with month of Kartik and continue after that also. Lifelong. It is a very beautiful vow that we will take. So I thought that as it is a month of Kartik coming, we should definitely discuss one pastime of the Lord which has taken place in this month. So I thought we will discuss appearance of Radha Kund and Sham Kund in this month. Hari Bol. So Radha Kund is, as per Rupa Goswami, is the highest of all spiritual abodes is called as Radha Kund and Sham Kund. Rupa Goswami says the goal of life is to attain residence at the banks of Radha Kund, ultimately in the end of life or wherever in the life. So that kind of holy place has been created in this month. So I will not go on elaborately describing it. It will take hours and hours together for describing this one pastime. But Arishtasur frees from Bengal, from Bangladesh. He was residing over there. He was subdued by Kamsa and brought to his servant's position. He came down to stay in Mathura, and then one day he was called by Kamsa and said, you go and you kill Krishna. And they were discussing who is Krishna, how he looks and everything. Both of them were called, Arista and Keshi. Arista was sent first. And that day it was evening time, and Krishna was he was meditating on a long Ras Lila pastime.
at that area, which was called that time as Arishtavan, because Arishtasura was also residing there for some time. So he played his flute to call the gopis, to invite them for Raslila, and suddenly he started hearing big cries of all ladies and gents. So he was wondering what happened. It was huge, it's like big cry, life-threatening cries, because Arishtasura was coming. Arishtasura started coming towards Krishna, and you know, in brief I'll tell you what all atrocities he created. Which is, today whatever bomb blasts are taking place are all insignificant compared to what atrocities these demons created. When he came, his every foot, he had 4 feet, every foot was so much heavily thumped on the ground that underground water sources were coming out as fountains. Means destruction. It's not just like, you know, beautifying the whole thing. So all, every step was creating such kind of water sources, destruction. He passed so much an urine that it created rivers in Brajbhumi of his urine, just to create disgust. He passed so much stool, there are mountains of stool he created on the way coming back. His hump and his tail was in the sky and he was scattering all the clouds here and there. His breath was like hurricane. It was destroying all the trees. And the way he was roaring, and the way he was creating atrocity from all heights, and from the lake side, from urine and stool side, from the clouds and from the breathing. Many gopis aborted their babies. They were embracing trees, calling Krishna, but they lost their babies. Such kind of fear, confusion, uncertainty was created by him. So then he came. And Krishna was some of his friends, you know. And he stood with one hand on the shoulder of his friend and with one cross-legged and just casually. And he said, come on, get me. Arishtasura got very angry that I am such a big, fearsome personality. And he's a small boy standing so casually and smiling and laughing and making others laugh looking at me and challenging me, come and get me. So he attacked Krishna. And Krishna didn't even budge by his attack. He held his legs and swirled him and smashed him on the ground. Then Krishna pushed him two miles. It is said when Krishna pushed him first time, 18 miles he pushed him away. Then Arishtasura pushed Krishna 2 miles away. And that's how the war began. Everybody was, Krishna was all time laughing during this war to keep confidence in the Gwalwal. All the coward boys also were laughing. And that was very irritating to the demon, you know. You can imagine, you know, he's attacking with full force and anger. And somebody is laughing and laughing and laughing. So Krishna particularly, purposely did that. And then finally, Krishna uprooted his horns and stabbed his body with the horns. And finally he lifted in the sky and whirled him so much that he passed urine and stool in the sky itself and he finally died. And I told you in just 2 minutes. But this went on for a couple of hours. A fierce war. Demigods were watching on the sky. Coming out of the clouds, coming in the clouds. You know why? When Krishna was about to be looking as winning, they would come out of the sky. I mean clouds. And when Krishna appeared to be losing in a leela, they would hide again. Because, you know, if suppose Krishna is defeated, and Arishtasura wins, and while fighting, Arishtasura has seen the demigods, and after winning over Krishna, they will go to demigods and destroy him. So demigods always have been in and out clouds when Krishna's fight is going on. So finally, the fierce war ended and Arishtasura was killed. Krishna came, because already he had played flute, so gopis were anyway coming. They came and he thought that they will glorify him, they will appreciate him, they will say Jai Jai, Dhanyavad, Dhanyavad and Jai Vad. But they said, no, we will not talk to you. What they said?
Tatastu Radhika Tyakto Lalita Mohanastada Asmakam Naiva Sansargo Vimochanam Rishahatya Samanvitaha.
Said, you have been contaminated by the greatest sin of killing Govamsha. He said, no, he was a bull, he was a demon, although he was in form of bull. So we don't know all that. We believe that dharma is represented by Vrishabha, that is bull, and you have killed the Vrishabha. So it's like puzzling discussion. I killed him to save you and you are saying you have been filled with sin now. Anyway, I accepted. What to do with the sin? So they said that Radhika and Lalita and Gopi said that you have to go to all the holy places in the whole creation, take bath, and then we will consider you as purified. But Krishna said that if I go everywhere, it is a long distance. First of all, it will take time. And second thing, you will not believe that I have taken bath there. If I say I took bath here, I took bath there, there, so you may say after coming back, we don't believe. So instead of doing all that, I will call all the holy places here only. And in front of your eyes, I will take bath. That means you have to be convinced that I did that. So, all the holy places of the whole universe, there are supposed to be 68,000 holy places. They all came down there. And Krishna thumped his right foot on the ground. In one place it is said, he thumped his foot on the ground and he created the pond. In another side it is said, there was already a footprint of Arista. And that Krishna expanded. And all the holy places appeared and they showered their waters in them. And Krishna said, do you see, see all the holy places? So Radharani and Gopi said, no, we don't see anything. It's all Leela. It's a great fun. So all the holy places entered the water. And Radharani said, I'm not seeing anything. So then all the holy places one by one came and greeted Radharani. See, it is mentioned here. Pra uchuhu, means prochuhu. Krutanjali puta, folding their hands. Anjali means like this. Folding their hands, prochuhu, they started speaking. What they started speaking? Lavanabdir asmi. I am the ocean of salt. What we have here, our ocean. Then somebody said, I am Kshirabdir asmi. I am the Shirsagara. And somebody said, Shunuta Maradirgika asmi. That holy name, holy place said, I am that. Shonopi, Shon Nadi said, I am Shon Nadi. Sindur Aham Asmi, I am Sindhu Nadi. Bhavami Tamra Parnicha, I am Tamra Parni River. Pushkaram Aham Cha Saraswati Cha. So Pushkar said, I am Pushkar. And Saraswati said, I am Saraswati River. Godavari Ravisuta Sharayuhu. Who is Ravisuta? Who is Ravisuta? Yamuna Devi. She is daughter of Ravi, Lord Surya. Godavari Ravisuta Sharayuhu Prayago Revasmi. Reva Nadi, Prayag Dham. Sarayu River, Jamuna River, Godavari River, they introduce themselves to Radharani. Paschatam Jala Kuruta Pratitim. What they are saying? Please look at our waters that we are putting into this pond created by Lord Krishna. Paschata, please see. And they, Kuruta Pratitim, Pratiti Karlo. Kya kehte hain usko? Assure yourself, convince yourself it is us only. Who is saying all these things? Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is saying into his Sarathini Darshini Tika on Bhagavatam. So thus, Divya Saram. Then what happened? Then Krishna took bath in that. And apparently, as per the Gopi's instruction, washed off the sins of killing the bull. And he came happily. And then he told Radharani that, see, actually, I have been washed off now with the sin. But you are contaminated with equally powerful sin because you sided with the demon. You took his side and fought with me for no reason. So because you sided with the demon, you are also contaminated with the same sin. So better you also take bath in all the holy places. It is said, Divyam Sarha Prakatitam Ghatika Dvayena. In two Ghatika, Radharani created a beautiful pond by breaking her bangles and creating a hole. Tabhir Vilokya Sarasam Smrate Smakrishna. Again, Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad is giving this beautiful shloka in his tika. In short time, lining up from Manasi Ganga, they filled up that water, kund. And they were sweating and they were perspiring and it is like getting into the middle of the night actually by that time. Because you can see, first Krishna having fight with this one, then all the holy places coming, then Shyamakund creation, and then they coming and Krishna inspiring them to create their own kunda. Because Radharani said that, we will not take bath in your kunda. Why? Why is that? Because asmakam naiva sansargo vimochanam vrishahatya samanvitaha. The sansarga of the papa of killing that bull is there in that water. So we are not fools. We will never enter in that water to contaminate ourselves instead of getting purified ourselves. So we'll create our own kunda. And then they were trying, but the kunda was not getting fulfilled. They created the kunda. And on Krishna's instruction, all the holy places were residing a little bit higher in the sky, and Krishna told him to wait. And then Krishna said, Why are you taking so much trouble? Just accept their service, they are waiting. And then he signaled the chief of them, chief of the person and four of them, they came down and they pleaded with on the knees with folded hand to Srimati Radharani. Oh dear Radharani, oh merciful Radharani, please accept our service. We are very eager. After a long time we have got entrance in the holy place of Vrindavan Dham. And please, without serving you, we don't want to go from here. Please allow us to serve you. But the most merciful Karuna Sagar Radharani finally accepted. And she said, Agachata iti, please come now. So they all entered in her pond. And that pond was filled with all the holy places which had come to fill the Krishna's pond. And Radha tatha nannanneti jagat yasmat tatva kunda niram uru govardhana patakatkam. So Krishna said that your kunda, your water of the kunda, is liquid form of your love. It is not water. It is liquid Radha Prem. Krishna announced while the kunda is being formed. And he said, this kunda will be as dear as you to me. See the number of benedictions. First he said, it is Radharani's liquid prema, not waters. Second he said, the kunda will be as dear as you to me. And third he said, whoever will take bath in this kunda will be as dear as you are to me. Fourth thing he said, that he will develop the love I have for you. He will develop for you, one who take bath. And then he said, by taking bath in Radha Kund, whatever you have love for me, that love will be implanted in the heart of a person who is taking bath in Radha Kund. So these are amount, one after another benedictions Krishna gave. And he said, I will come to take bath every day over here and perform my sweet pastimes over here. Then Radharani said that, I will also come and take bath in your kund every day. She said, but this is contaminated with the sin of Arishtasur. She said, even if you kill 100 more bulls like this, I will still keep coming every single day to take bath in Radhakund, in Shyamkund. So at 11:48 a.m. every day, after taking bath in Kusum Sarovar, she comes there. At 11 o'clock she goes to Kusum Sarovar with her sakhis, and then she comes to today's Pancha Pandav Ghat. That time Pancha Pandav Ghat not there. It appeared later on because Pancha Pandav was performed tapasya at the banks of Shyamakund in the form of trees. That is why today it is called Pancha Pandav Ghat. At that ghat, at 11:48 a.m. she comes and takes bath. Then she comes to the opposite ghat called Pashakela Ghat, where she plays chess with Krishna. Krishna apparently defeats her in all kinds of other pastimes on the ground, but she defeats Krishna in Pashakela, that is Chaucer, Yutha Krida, defeats him at the bank of Shyamakund. So this beautiful place, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has revealed. Sarva Gopi Hoite Radha Krishna Ra Priyasi Taiche Radha Kurunda Priya Priyara Sarasi. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified Radha Kund after meditating at the Tamal Tala, at the bank of Radha Shyamakund. He saw in his darshan Shyamakund and Radha Kund, and then he opened his eyes, he saw two small petals which were like almost extinguished. He jumped in those puddles and chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Everybody, all Brajvasis were amazed to see the ecstasy in this golden effulgent personality in taking bath in small puddles. And he declared, these are Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. And then he glorified, this Kund is very dear to Radha and Krishna. And Krishna has given benedictions and Radha has given benedictions. So then he glorified it by chanting the various mantras. So thus, this beautiful place was created in the middle of the night, at the 12 o'clock in the midnight. Today also, on Bahulashtami, that is in the next paksha, the first paksha of this month will be ending with Amavasya, that is Diwali, and then Bali Pratipada and Bhavis. And the next particular bright moon fortnight, in that the Ashtami comes, where Gopashtami is there. And I think in the first half, Radha Kund appearance take place? I think so. In the first half, when the Ashtami comes, now on 13th there will be Purnima, 14th there will be Prathama, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. On 23rd, mostly, Radha Kund appearance will be there. And even today, at the middle of the night, when the time comes of appearance of Radhakund, milk comes out of Radhakund as springs from water. And the reason behind it is the Kshirasagar part of it becomes activated. People have seen the milk springs coming out. And as soon as they see the milk spring, they are waiting for the whole evening there. They celebrate by lighting and singing songs and doing boating and everything. And when the milk comes, they jump in the water and take bath. That is the ceremony. Millions of people come in the middle of the night. And it's the most beautiful darshan of Radhakund and Shyamakund you can ever get. And one more thing is there, which I forgot to tell you, that... one minute, let me have, you have to see the notes somewhere. Where Radharani, what happened was, Krishna said when Radhakund was created, he gave so many benedictions. He said, now that you have created a beautiful kund, no one will take bath in my kund, which is contaminated with Govadapap. Huh? As I read, na? Radha, Tata, Nanan, Neti. Nobody will take bath. Nan, nan, na. Three times he said. Nan, nan, na, iti. Jagat yasmatva kunda niram uru go vadha patakatam. My kund is samprukta, saturated with the sin of killing cow. So who will take bath in my kund? So Radha said, I will not let this happen. So she stroked the connection between the two. There was a land in between two, right? That means something like bridge, you can say. There was no bridge before, but now one side the kund is created, there's some land in between, another kund is created, or whatever the land is in between becomes a bridge. So she struck that bridge with her bangle and it broke, and Radhakund water gushed in Shyamakund, Shyamakund water gushed in Radhakund. So this is how she connected the two and made it. Today also, both the kundas connected. Another reason it is explained that there are many versions of the story. That when Radharani was creating her kunda and she was unable to fill the kunda, and Krishna was pleading, and she was not listening to him. So he broke that bridge in between and let all the water from Radhakund, Shyamakund, to flow in Radhakund. Another Leela, all the demigods, all those devatas and the holy tirthas, they entered the water and Radharani broke it. Another thing it is said that, in another pastime, that both the kundas flooded and met each other. How it flooded? Out of love, Radha and Krishna. So, even remembering Radha Kund every day is a very auspicious activity. In your prayers, in your meditation, whenever you are praying to Krishna through chanting Hare Krishna, please remember Radha Kund, Shyam Kund every day. It takes nothing actually. Huh? Every single day when you chant, you can offer your prayers to Radhakund. Because Radhakund, when there is a memory of Radhakund, you are at the bank of Radhakund. Radhakund is in your heart. The most auspicious feeling that you can create. Or you can make yourself most auspicious by remembering Radhakund. And if one chant one round, mentally being at Radhakund, or physically being at Radhakund, one round will be benefited by millions of rounds, chanting millions of rounds at one time. So whatever time we get at the bank of Radhakund is rewarded millions of times when you do the same activity at other places in the world. So you are a devotee there also, here also. But the place is so powerful. It is said Radhakund is filled with mercy of Radharani. One time Radharani was just walking at the banks of Radhakund, and something stuck her feet. So she asked Lalita, what is it? So Lalita said, it is a sheep pig which died yesterday. So Radha said, just take her in our parshad. And instantly that dead sheep pig was allowed entrance in the closed entourage of Radharani. Why this story is told? To make us understand that this kind of unbelievable mercy is available from Radharani at the banks of Radhakund. Radharani is constantly ready to break the big cloud of mercy as showers on all of us all the time. What stops us from taking that cloud burst is only our consciousness. As soon as your consciousness becomes favorable, the cloud burst of Radharani's mercy is going to fall upon us. And we are going to get completely drowned by her mercy. She is going to accept us as our own. So that's why we go to Radhakund, to become her own, to become a person owned by her, sheltered by her, accepted by her as her own. That's why all the acharyas of all the sampradaya, they have come and performed their bhajan at the bank of Radhakund. So Radhakund is like a big mall of holy places. All the directions you go, you have this Maharaja's Baitak, that Maharaja's Baitak, Lalita Kund. There was also Ashtakund there before. Radha Kund was created, Sham Kund was created, all Sakhis created their Kundas. Of that today, Lalita Kund is remaining there. And in my whole reading, I could not find a place which can relieve you of the sin of Garbhapath. Lalita Kund is the place. If you take bath in Lalita Kund, you will be along with 7 other killings. The Garbhapath killing also will be relieved by taking bath in Lalita Kund. I just don't declare it otherwise, because people will, you know, what they will do. But point to suffice to say that all our deities, when Aurangzeb attacked, all our deities have stayed at the bank of Radhakund. That's why you have Sapta Devalayas at the bank of Radhakund. You have Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami, you go on naming, all of them have sat and performed their bhajan. So it is auspicious and more auspicious and more auspicious and more auspicious. Raghunath Das Goswami performed his Antim Bhajan at the bank of Radhakund. Janma Devi came to meet Raghunath Das Goswami at the bank of Radhakund, stayed there, had her private place to take bath called Janma Baitak. And you can go on and go on. It will take 3 days to visit those places and narrate their pastimes at the bank of Radhakund. So suffice to say, if you are unable to go there, at least we should meditate on Radhakund every day and keep our consciousness at the banks of Radhakund. So Radharani's mercy will be always upon us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you all of you for helping me to remind myself of Kartik Prat. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, there is an announcement from Gita Champions League. Gita Champions League contest is going all over Mumbai, where students from various schools enroll and participate in a contest based on Bhagavad Gita as it is. We would request devotees to please come forward and